flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:07. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now listen, I am broadcasting live from my studio at my home in Cottage Grove. I can look out the window and I see the truck popping because Sean has gone to the store with the comprehensive list of things that we need because we may not have school on Monday. There's a big snowstorm coming. Jonathan Lowe's going to have the latest on that at 2:35. So you make sure you stick around because I'm going to give you the weather report, but it is something that I'm reading from our ticker. Jonathan is a whole meteorologist. Okay. He went to meteorological school. So when it's a big old storm and it's like 11 inches of snow and you got to make life choices, I want to make sure that you get the information you need from somebody that you can trust. Not that you can't trust me, but I trust Jonathan more. So he's going to be bringing us that information. And, you know, I'm looking at the bags Sean's bringing out of the car into the house with the groceries for the kids in case they have to cancel school, in case we keep them home. And I know we just went to the store and spent a grip. I know we did. I know that that is, I know what, you know, depending on how many bags, I think that's like $300 worth of groceries. And everything is going up. Gas prices are going up. Groceries are going up. Utilities are going up. You know, we used to get toilet paper for one amount and now it's more expensive and they give you less rolls. Have y'all seen that? They call them double rolls now. They're not really double rolls. They used to be a single roll. And now they're charging you double for the double roll. They used to be a single roll. It's horrible. And most folks, myself included, are trying to find ways to save a few dollars here and there. But I was so taken aback and upset by this new broadband tax bill that's coming up. And it's going to widen the digital gap for struggling Minnesota families. Because there's some people out there, a lot of us are blessed, but there's some people out there who are trying to determine what they're going to pay to get their internet service or if they're going to put gas in their car. And that internet service is access to schools, that internet service is access to jobs, that internet service is access to virtual doctor visits and therapy visits. So when I found out about this tax bill. I was like, okay, let me dig into this a little bit more. It's the new broadband tax bill. It would empower cities, counties, and even school districts to all layer multiple overlapping and unlimited new taxes on top of our monthly internet bills, our landline phone service, our digital content subscriptions. This bill is currently being touted as Equal Access to Broadband Act. But I don't know about y'all. Putting new taxes on the internet does not sound like equal access. It sounds like taking us back to what happened during COVID when they sent devices home with little black children. And they couldn't get on the internet because they didn't have internet access at home. So they were marking these kids' apps and counting them as truants and wondering why they weren't showing up in class. It never occurred to them that when they got home, they didn't have any internet. And so I don't know. This whole broadband tax bill is rubbing me the wrong way. And so I said, you know, I got to get some more information about this because I'm not the expert. I know what I'm reading, but I need to understand what they're saying. So I said, let me call Melissa Wolf. She is the executive director of the Minnesota Cable Communications Association. She's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Okay. Melissa, thank you so much for being here. And you have to tell me, am I reading this right? Does it look like they're trying to put taxes on top of bills that we already have a hard time paying?
Hi, Shaletta, and thank you so much for having me on. I'm so glad to be here today. And yes, you are reading that right. Politicians at the state capitol are moving a bill that will increase taxes on internet service. It was actually heard and passed out of a House committee yesterday. And while they amended the bill, changed it a little bit, it's still going to increase taxes on internet service. And so the proposal will actually authorize a new 8% local tax on internet service or internet enabled services, like you mentioned. And what this will mean for Minnesotans and Minnesota families is that their internet bills are going to increase by up to 8% for the same service that they're receiving today. So they're not going to get any more out of it. They're just going to pay 8% more. It's going to be 8% more expensive for Minnesota families. And so that is incredibly concerning for all the reasons you just said.
Okay, so you have to help me understand this. Who is in favor of this? It seems like anyone who thinks that we need more taxes and a higher bill needs to find another profession. That is a horrible idea.
I totally agree. And I think honestly, you ask any Minnesotan if they want higher taxes, everybody's going to say no. But, it's an especially bad idea to tax internet services that we've all realized. And like you just mentioned, how critical and vital access to internet is, and that it really allows Minnesotans to not only survive, but thrive in this society. And so there are two proponents of the bill that are really driving this proposal at the Capitol, and that is local governments and public educational and government, or what they are referred to as PEG programmers. And really what they're saying is that this bill will improve access to the internet and increase funding for community access television. But in reality, this will have the opposite effect. It will, slow and stop deployment of internet access. And it's simply a money grab for local governments that costs consumers more, and will, serve to reduce internet access for people who are already tightening their budgets and making really, really tough financial decisions.
Okay, this is not just the bill we pay every month for internet. I'm looking through this. What else might get taxed? It looks like it's not just internet.
Right. Yep, that's correct. So this would increase costs for not only your internet bill, but it would also impact and add a tax onto anything that is a broadband or an internet enabled service. So essentially that could be anything that's delivered over your internet connection. So a home security network, on demand video rentals, the list can go on and on. So it's not only that 8% tax on your internet bill, but it could be a stacked tax on multiple services that are enabled or delivered over your internet service.
Girl, okay, you done made my blood pressure go up. Now, because this is the thing, during the pandemic, you know, I mentioned this earlier, while at home and, we were doing the work from home and the school from home, we really realized how important it is for folks to be able to get connected to the internet, and people who didn't have this critical service, they got left behind. That's the digital divide that we keep hearing about. Those are the folks that I'm worried about, who have to make a decision between getting their medicine or having internet access.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that, and that's really what is most concerning about this bill. You know, we know that internet access is critical in providing those equitable outcomes. I mean, this is a really regressive tax that will hit every Minnesota family, but really the lowest income and minority mm-hmm. populations the hardest. Mm-hmm. And this is at a time when the Affordable Connectivity Program, which is an internet affordability program through the federal government, is ending. Next month, is actually the last month that program, which provides a funding and a subsidy for low-income families to be able to afford internet, that will be going away, because unfortunately Congress has not reauthorized or refunded that program. And currently in Minnesota, 245,000 Minnesotans utilize that program to be able to afford their internet. And what's happening at the Capitol is Minnesota lawmakers want to compound that issue by making internet even more unaffordable. I mean, it's really baffling. But that's what the impact is going to be. And you're right, it is going to be families having to choose between possibly having internet access at home so that they can continue to work from home and learn from home and, you know, do telehealth and have entertainment, or, you know, buying groceries that they need each month. I mean, that's really the reality that we're looking at here with this bill.
Okay, I need you to stick around, because I believe in speaking up and speaking out to legislators. I just hosted Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. 500 business owners were at the Capitol in the rotunda. We talked to our legislators. We had lunch with them. So I really believe in the fact that if you don't ask for it, if you don't say something and speak out, everybody will think you're doing all right. You know, I can't expect my legislators to know that my business is struggling and I need some help if I don't say something. And so I just believe that this is a horrible idea. So this is what I'm gonna do. Okay, first of all, as soon as I get off the radio, I'm writing an op-ed. That's number one. Number two, is I want you, when we come back from commercial break, I want you to tell us, anybody who's out there who does not want to be taxed, who does not want their internet and these other services taxed on top of what they already pay with no additional services, what can we do, if anything? More about the story when we come back. We are continuing our conversation with Melissa Wolf, who is the executive director of the Minnesota Cable Communications Association. She's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline because all of us are streaming services like Netflix. A majority of us have some type of cable provider in our home. I got that Comcast business because I got to do this show. The kids are on their iPads. I got to have the highest stuff so that I don't keep glitching and dropping, right? I had to upgrade. That costs more money for me and our family. That means that money got to come out of somewhere else. And so now I'm hearing rumors and rumblings, and I get a copy of this bill that they're about to levy additional taxes on top of cable and internet stuff right here in the state of Minnesota. And this new tax is not giving us any new services. It's just going to levy some additional monies, and it's already passing several hurdles to get to the next level so it can come to pass. And so I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to read up on it as much as I can so that I can make a very intelligent case and write a really good op-ed that I'm going to get to somebody, Pioneer Press, Star Tribune, whoever, spokesman, recorder. We're going to write that op-ed up But for somebody who does not have the voice that I do, Melissa, what can we do if we don't want to have these additional texts? I just, girl, as much as groceries and gas are, this is too much.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question. So the best way for Minnesotans to get involved in this and make an impact is to contact lawmakers and the governor and let them know exactly that, you know, Minnesotans cannot afford new taxes. And the easiest way to do that is we actually have a website up. It's nointernettaxmn.com, where Minnesotans can go. They can directly contact either by letter or email their local state senator and representative, but they can also contact the governor and legislative leaders, the authors of the bill. Those are the people that are going to be making the decisions over the next couple of weeks on whether this bill gets across the finish line and is enacted into law. And so those are the people that need to hear from Minnesotans that this is a bad idea and Minnesotans cannot afford new taxes on their internet services.
Okay, give me that website again.
NointernetTaxMN.com.
Okay, NointernetTaxMN.com. Okay, this is what I want to find out from you, because I was in Wilmer last week at a speaking engagement and just spending a lot of time in Greater Minnesota as we get closer to Autism Awareness Month. I try to make sure I get out to those communities because, you know, those families don't have that access to some of the services and resources that we have. And so I like to get out there and let them know what's going on, what's coming up,
right?
You know, and just engage with those moms and dads who have kids with special needs. They count on me to come there in April. We look forward to it. It's our time together. How are families and folks in rural Minnesota really going to be impacted differently than those of us who are in the metro area if this thing happens?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, along with the affordability that internet bills are going to go up, the communities that still don't have access to internet, that haven't gotten that high speed, reliable connection yet, this is only going to serve to hinder deployment to those areas. It's actually going to require that basically every provider have to enter into agreements with local governments before they can expand internet service at all. It would actually make it unlawful for a provider to continue connecting or expanding to homes that don't have internet access until they essentially get a license and pay these fees to local governments. So it will definitely halt that really, really important progress that we've made in the state in closing that digital divide and making sure that everybody does have access to internet.
And that is so key. That is so key. That is it. If you don't have access to internet, it's a wrap. You can't get to your doctor's virtual visits. You can't. A lot of people are still going to church online. A lot of people are working from home. And, you know, there are still times, you know, we got this big snowstorm coming. That school could flip it up on us if we're virtual today. And they got to pull out them Chromebooks. And if you don't have the internet, then guess what? You're absent. You're absent. If they're learning something new that day, you are not going to be able to get to it. You are going to be playing catch up, and everybody in your household is going to be behind. I thought we had moved away from this. I thought that we had decided, you know what, this is not a good idea to have a whole segment and population of people who are not on the internet. We want everybody to have a level playing field. We want everything to be equal. So we're going to have the ACP, the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's going away.
Right.
And it seems like we're going back to business as usual. Who is in favor of this? It seems like everyone thinks more taxes and a higher bill is a bad idea, except for who? Who thinks it's a good idea?
I like I said, I think local governments are the driver, and that public educational and governmental or PEG programmers. And, you know, for local governments, this is up to a 5%. So it would be the 5% of that tax going to local governments and 3% going to PEG programmers. You know, for local governments, this goes into their general fund. They can use it for whatever they want. It's a source of revenue that they can generate without having to raise taxes and have that accountability and transparency for taxpayers. So, you know, that is a main driver of this, that this is really a money grab for local governments to do whatever they want with it. But it's on the backs of consumers and internet bills.
Girl, and don't nobody got time for their bills to go up for no reason. Now, if I order something, you know, if I upgrade, if I get the premium package,
right,
then yeah, I expect my bill to go up. I expect to pay a little bit more because I'm getting more services. But to get the same services and all of a sudden you want to jump me almost 10% for a tax?
Right.
Girl, that is where I draw the line. Okay, before you go, because I'm sorry, I just had to call you on a Saturday so we could talk about this. Saturday's supposed to be your time with your family. You're not supposed to be worried about your job and the tax. And this is supposed to be your decompressed time. But girl, y'all raised that. These folks have raised my blood pressure. Talking about raising these taxes. So I need you to tell us again before you go, because I appreciate your time today. What can we do? How can we reach our legislators? What do we need to say? Because enough is enough.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you again, Shaletta, for having me on. Obviously, this is such an important issue that Minnesotans need to know about. And so, again, the best way to let lawmakers and the governor know is to go to that website, nointernettaxmn.com. There's more information on what these bills and what this policy would do, and information for Minnesotans to be able to craft their own message to their local elected official, or you know, use the information that's on that website, and it will take them directly to the governor, legislative leaders, authors of the bill, and their own local elected officials. So that is the best way for them to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking part of your Saturday to spend with us and give us this information. We've been talking to Melissa Wolf, the executive director of the Minnesota Cable Communications Association, right here on the Shaletta Show. We'll be back. It is 2:38 and I have been waiting for this all week. I am talking to the prettiest man in comedy. Yes, the king himself. Fancy Ray is on the Shaletta Show.
Shaletta, my. You know I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm the best and the most. I'm the heartbeat of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And my beauty is coast to coast. Mules have kicked me, they didn't tan my hide. I'm on the Shaletta Show. And my.
Ooh, it is Fancy Ray. Oh, my God. You are just like, I love plugging into you. I love plugging into you because you are just so full of energy and so full of life and so much fun. And you got something coming up and we got to talk about it, because anytime I can get in a room and listen to me some Fancy Ray comedy, I am there.
Well, I am so honored by that. Now, people listening out there on WCCO land may know me from the TV, because I'm on TV constantly pitching and selling all kinds of things, and I've been doing this for years. If you have bad credit, no credit, even a bankruptcy, I could put you in a vehicle today. And you may not, you know this voice, and you've seen this pretty face. And so I've been blessed. In fact, something I want to share with you, Shaletta, because I got the show coming up, but I've been nominated for my many years of being on the air here in Minneapolis. I was on Cable Access 89 to 99, that I've been doing this advertising thing since 2000, and I've been nominated, and we find out March 26th for Minnesota Broadcast Hall of Fame. I've been nominated to go into the Broadcast Hall of Fame, as a TV pitch man. And what I'm most excited about, of course, is that even before I was doing all that, was a stand-up comedy. And I've had the great pleasure, as you may or may not know, working with many of the great legends in the game. Richard Pryor, opener Chris Rock, and of course my idol and friend Little Richard. And if folks have never seen me do stand-up comedy, you know, I'm kind of an observational comedian deluxe. You know, think of like Jerry Seinfeld mixed with the Las Vegas Strip and Muhammad Ali wearing a gold chain. Kind of like the three of them put together. You know, you know who Larry the Cable Guy is, right?
Yes.
I am his photo negative.
You are so silly. His photo negative.
We bring love. And so we talk about the beauty and the love and joy. So what the Fancy Ray Comedy Show is about upliftment. In fact, no matter if you see me on TV, If you see me live in club or if you run into me on the street, my whole thing is to lift your vibration up. And with the comedy, of course, we've got all this wonderful history, and there's so much going on in the world. Even like with this snowstorm coming right now, a lot of folks in Minnesota love wintertime. You know that, right?
Right.
Some folks say they can't wait for winter to come. They get so excited about winter. Every year, they run out what they think is frozen lakes, crash through the ice, freeze, and drown. And you hear this on the news. When is it safe to go on the ice? When is it safe to go on the ice? I wrote a letter myself. I said, soon as you see black folks out there ice fishing.
And it ain't going to happen. Not in droves. We might experiment. But wait, Pastor Ray, we having all this fun. We got to tell people where the comedy show is, how they can get tickets.
Oh,
I don't want us to
run
out of time.
Okay. The comedy show is called the Fancy Ray Day Comedy Show. In 2020, the mayor of Minneapolis and mayor of St. Paul declared March 27th Fancy Ray Day in honor of my work here in the Twin Cities and all the public service stuff I do on and off the airwaves. And so I'm quite honored. And every year since then, we've had a Fancy Ray Day comedy show. This year is March 29th, next Friday at the Spring Street Tavern, which is located on the Spring Street, right across the street from the Moose, Northeast Minneapolis. The show starts at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. We got a great show lined up. I have Trevor Wade, who's hosting the show. We got Comrade Tripp, who does a dry humor. He goes to some dark places and he makes it funny. I've never seen anything like it before. And also Maggie Ferris, who is a queer comedian, and she's fantastic. Headlined by me, Fancy Ray, the best looking man in comedy and the human chocolate orchid. And March 29th, Spring Street Tavern, 8 p.m., doors at 7. The tickets are $20, and you can go to, if you want to get your tickets in advance, which I would advise, you go to Eventbrite.com/Fancy Ray to see a Google Fancy Ray Eventbrite, and you can get the tickets.
Oh my God.
I got many things going on.
That is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And this summer, too, I got the great honor of co hosting the Taste of Minnesota with Andrew Zimmer. And we got Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. And there's so much going on. So you want to get a chance to touch and taste a little Minnesota history. The thing to do is to come check out the comic show. And many people have seen me on the airwaves, but never experienced me live. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking no jive. If you don't enjoy yourself, we'll give you back another five.
Baby, they're going to want to tip you because I know you're going to give it all to them. Fancy Ray,
absolutely.
I'm so glad you had a chance to come on the show and we can hang out and talk about this comedy show. You know, there's so much going on in the world. Folks need an opportunity to get somewhere to laugh, to enjoy themselves, to have a good time. And that is what you are going to provide people with this event. So thank you so much for joining us.
And Shalita, thank you so much. And I want you to make sure you got my proper pronouns before we hang up. You know, they are yummy and finger looking good.
You know what? Those are pronouns I could get with. I love those pronouns. That's it right there.
Well, I hope to see you March 29th at the Spring Street Tavern. Thank you so much to you and all your listeners on WCCO. And if you heard me on Shalita, come up and say hi and my. And I love you all and thank you.
Oh, we thank you too for being such a joy in this town. Y'all, we'll be right back. What I want is to win that Mega Millions Powerball, whatever you call it, Jonathan. I saw the headline. It said it's going to be up to $1 billion on Tuesday. Will you be playing?
I didn't know about that. I may very well throw that in there. I may throw a couple ducats in there for that.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. If you don't win, if you don't play, you don't win. I think that's what they say. And so I sent Sean a text and I'm like, hey, why are you out there getting all the groceries for, you know, the apocalypse is coming? I need you to pick up some Powerball numbers or Mega Millions or whatever they call it. I don't play enough to know the proper terminology for it. But then he informed me that they don't pull the winner until Tuesday. So we have time. So I was like, okay, well, just don't forget. I don't want to have to send you out in waist high snow. But if, I will if I have to.
Now, let's.
I want to make sure that I'm in the running.
Let's make sure that we have our lotto games straight. Now, you are talking about Mega Millions.
Hold on. Let me see what it is. Hold on, because I want to make sure we're playing the right thing. Because if he come home with the wrong thing and I lose, it's going to be hell to pay. Okay, it's $1 billion lottery. Tuesday. Hold on. Let me see what I'm talking about. Mega Millions jackpot. Okay.
Yes. Mega Millions draws on Tuesday.
$1 billion.
Yes. It draws on Tuesdays and Fridays. And Powerball, which is the other big one, that draws on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So we want to make sure that we're telling people the rich one is correct. It is going to be Mega Millions
on Tuesday, March 26th. The jackpot will be $1.1 billion. And I would like to get that money. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play now. Now, Jonathan, do you play regularly or do you wait until it gets super big like this? Like, I never play. See, I don't play because I don't even know the name of them. But if it's $1 billion, I'm going to just go ahead and throw $2 at it, you know.
Yeah, I don't play it a lot. Sometimes when it gets this high, I don't even play it. So I haven't played it in a while. It's the most random of the random.
Well, there's like a couple of places here in Minnesota that have had multiple winners
Sure.
You know, there's always a reporter and they're doing live shots out front and the line's always long. So I'm going to find that place.
Well,
I don't know what that place is, but I'm going to go find it.
I went somewhere recently and saw that they had a sign near the door that said, "We sold a winner." I said, "Oh, you sold a winner?" Like, "Yeah, we sold a winner." It wasn't the Mega Millions. It was one of the state jackpots. It might have been a national lottery that is not near as known as those other two. Mm-hmm. But they had the sign up. And I was like, "Oh, congratulations."
Wow. And you know, when you win, you win. You know. So I'm going to go on and do that. I'm going to try to make sure that I'm in the running and I'm hanging out and I'm hold my ticket and wait for the numbers. I'm going to do old school, you know, back before we had the internet. Now you can just go on the internet, see if you want. Back in the day, my dad would have his lottery tickets all laid out and he'd wait for the news to go off. And after the news would go off, before the news came on, I can't remember which one it was. And then they would, announce the numbers. You'd see the balls and the hoppers and everything. It was so transparent back then.
No, and they still have it, but it's not. Yeah, I think they take most of that stuff online now. They don't do because, yes, they used to have. I remember when I was growing up in the 80s and the 90s, they would come on right before the 10 o'clock news and they'd have that last, two or three minutes before the top of the hour. And they say, "Here's your Powerball jackpot."
Yeah.
And they'd have the woman there with all the balls going in or sometimes it was the announcer who was usually a man. He would be there with two pots of the balls and he'd drop them all in. They'd suck up in the vacuum tube and they'd come out and he'd roll them out and he'd read them off and then he'd do the Powerball one. Yeah, it was a thing back in the day. And now it's still there, but it's all been done, as far as I know, online. And the one I remember first before the Powerball stuff really hit was they did it on WGN out of Chicago. They didn't do it for power. They did it for the local Illinois lottery. But I remember seeing it there first before I saw it go national.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. It's just so fancy now. You just go online. You don't have to stay up and wait to see if you won. You know, you can go online and it is 2:38 and I have been waiting for this all week. I am talking to the prettiest man in comedy. Yes. The king himself, Fancy Ray, is on the Shaletta Show.
Shaletta, my. You know I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm the best and the most. I'm the heartbeat of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And my beauty is coast to coast. Mules have kicked me, they didn't tan my hide. I'm on the Shaletta's throne. And my.
Ooh, it is Fancy Ray. Oh, my God. You are just like, I love plugging into you. I love plugging into you because you are just so full of energy and so full of life and so much fun. And you got something coming up and we got to talk about it because anytime I can get in a room and listen to me some Fancy Ray comedy, I am there.
Well, I'm so honored by that. Now, people listening out there on WCCO land may know me from the TV, because I'm on TV constantly pitching and selling all kinds of things, and I've been doing this for years. If you have bad credit, no credit, even a bankruptcy, I could put you in a vehicle today. And you may not, you know this voice, and you've seen this pretty face. And so I've been blessed. In fact, sometimes I share with you, Celeste, because I got the show coming up, but I've been nominated for my many years of being on the air here in Minneapolis. I was on Cable Access 89 to 99. I've been doing this advertising thing since 2000, and I've been nominated, and we find out March 26th for Minnesota Broadcast Hall of Fame. I've been nominated to go into the Broadcast Hall of Fame, yeah, as a TV pitch man. And what I'm most excited about, of course, is that even before I was doing all that, was a stand-up comedy. And I've had the great pleasure, as you may or may not know, working with many of the great legends in the game. Richard Pryor, opener Chris Rock, and of course my idol and friend Little Richard. And if folks have never seen me do stand-up comedy, you know, I'm kind of an observational comedian deluxe. You know, think of like Jerry Seinfeld mixed with the Las Vegas Strip and Muhammad Ali wearing a gold chain. It's kind of like the put three of them together. You know, you know who Larry the Cable Guy is, right?
Yes.
I am his photo negative.
You are so silly. His photo negative.
We bring love. And so we talk about the beauty and the love and joy. So what the Fancy Ray Comedy Show is about, upliftment. In fact, no matter if you see me on TV, if you see me live in club, or if you run to me on the street, my whole thing is to lift your vibration up. And with the comedy, of course, we've got all this wonderful history, and there's so much going on in the world. Even like with a snowstorm coming right now, a lot of folks in Minnesota love wintertime. You know that, right?
Right.
Some folks say they can't wait for winter to come. They get so excited about winter. Every year, they run out what they think is frozen lakes, crash through the ice, freeze, and drown. And you hear this on the news. When is it safe to go on the ice? When is it safe to go on the ice? I wrote a letter myself. I said, soon as you see black folks out there ice fishing.
And it ain't going to happen. Not in droves. We might experiment. But right, Fancy Ray, we having all this fun. We got to tell people what a comedy show is, how they can get tickets.
Oh,
I don't want
yes,
us to run
ma'am.
Out of time.
Okay. The comedy show is called the Fancy Ray Day Comedy Show. In 2020, the mayor of Minneapolis and Mayor St. Paul declared March 27th Fancy Ray Day in honor of my work here in the Twin Cities and all the public service stuff I do on and off the airwaves. And so I'm quite honored. And every year since then, we've had a Fancy Ray Day Comedy Show. This year, it's March 29th, next Friday, at the Spring Street Tavern, which is located on the Spring Street, right across the street from the Moose, northeast Minneapolis. The show starts at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. We got a great show lined up. I have Trevor Wade, who's hosting the show. We got Comrade Tripp, who does a dry humor. He's that he goes to some dark places and he makes it funny. I've never seen anything like it before. And also Maggie Ferris, who is a queer comedian, and she's fantastic. Headlined by me, Fancy Ray, the best looking man in comedy, and the human chocolate orchid. And March 29th, Spring Street Tavern, 8 p.m., doors at 7. The tickets are $20, and you can go to, if you want to get your tickets in advance, which I would advise, you go to eventbrite.com/Fancy Ray to see a Google Fancy Ray Eventbrite, and you can get the tickets.
Oh my
god,
that
is going to
be fun.
It's going to be fun. And this summer, too, I got the great honor of co-hosting the Taste of Minnesota with Andrew Zimmer. And we got yes, yes,
I love it.
Yeah, and there's so much going on. So you want to get a chance to touch and taste a little Minnesota history, the thing to do is to come check out the comic show. And many people have seen me on the airwaves but never experienced me live. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking no jive. If you don't enjoy yourself, we'll give you back another five.
Baby, they're going to want to tip you because I know you're going to give it all to them. Fancy Ray,
absolutely.
I'm so glad you had a chance to come on the show and we can hang out and talk about this comedy show. You know, there's so much going on in the world. Folks need an opportunity to get somewhere to laugh, to enjoy themselves, to have a good time. And that is what you are going to provide people with this event. So thank you so much for joining us.
And Shalita, thank you so much. And I want you to make sure you got my proper pronouns before we hang up. You know, they are yummy and finger looking good.
You know what? Those are pronouns I could get with. I love those pronouns. That's it right there.
Well, I hope to see you March 29th at the Spring Street Tavern. Thank you so much to you and all your listeners on WCCO. And if you heard me on Shalita, come up and say hi and my. And I love you all and thank you.
Oh, we thank you too for being such a joy in this town. Y'all, we'll be right back. What I want is to win that Mega Millions Powerball, whatever you call it, Jonathan. I saw the headline. It said it's going to be up to $1 billion on Tuesday. Will you be playing?
I didn't know about that. I may very well throw that in there. I may throw a couple ducats in there for that.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. If you don't win, if you don't play, you don't win. I think that's what they say. And so I sent Sean a text and I'm like, hey, why are you out there getting all the groceries for, you know, the apocalypse is coming? I need you to pick up some Powerball numbers or Mega Millions or whatever they call it. I don't play enough to know the proper terminology for it. But then he informed me that they don't pull the winner until Tuesday. So we have time. So I was like, okay, well, just don't forget. I don't want to have to send you out in waist-high snow. But if I have to, because
now,
I want to make sure that I'm in the running.
Let's make sure that we have our lotto games straight. Now, you are talking about Mega Millions.
Hold on. Let me see what it is. Hold on, because I want to make sure we're playing the right thing. Because if he come home with the wrong thing and I lose, it's going to be hell to pay. Okay, it's $1 billion lottery. Tuesday. Hold on. Let me see what I'm talking about. Mega Millions jackpot. Okay.
Yes. Mega Millions draws on Tuesday.
Billion.
Yes. It draws on Tuesdays and Fridays. And Powerball, which is the other big one, that draws on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So we want to make sure that we're telling people the rich one is correct. It is going to be
Mega Millions on Tuesday, March 26th. The jackpot will be $1.1 billion. And I would like to get that money. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play now, Jonathan, do you play regularly or do you wait until it gets super big like this? Like I never play. You see, I don't play because I don't even know the name of them, but if it's $1 billion, I'm going to just go ahead and throw $2 at it. You know?
Yeah. I don't play it a lot. Sometimes when it gets this high, I don't even play it. So I haven't played it in a while. It's the most random of the random.
Well, y'all, you know, there's like a couple of places here in Minnesota that have had multiple winners.
And sure.
You know, there's always a reporter and they're doing live shots out front and the line's always long. So I'm going to find that place.
Well,
I don't know what that place is, but I'm going to go find it.
I went somewhere recently and saw that they had a sign near the door that said, "We sold a winner." I said, "Oh, you sold a winner?" Like, yeah, we sold a winner. It wasn't the Mega Millions. It was one of the state jackpots. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It might have been a national lottery that is not near as known as those other two. Mm-hmm. But they had the sign up, and I was like, oh, congratulations.
Wow. And, you know, when you win, you win. You know, so I'm going to go on and do that. I'm going to try to make sure that I'm in the running and I'm hanging out and I'm, you know, hold my ticket and wait for the numbers. I'm going to do old school, you know, back before we had the internet. Now you can just go on the internet, see if you want. Back in the day, my dad would have his lottery tickets all laid out. And he wait for the news to go off. And after the news would go off, before the news came on, I can't remember which one it was. And then they would, you know, announce the numbers. You'd see the balls and the hoppers and everything. It was so transparent back then.
No, and they still have it, but it's not. Yeah, I think they take most of that stuff online now. They don't do. Because, yes, they used to have. I remember when I was growing up. In the 80s and the 90s, they would come on right before the 10 o'clock news, and they'd have that last, you know, 2 or 3 minutes before the top of the hour, and they say, here's your Powerball jackpot.
Yeah.
And they'd have the woman there with all the balls going in, or sometimes it was the announcer, who was usually a man. He would be there with two pots of the balls, and he'd drop them all in. They'd suck up in the vacuum tube. And they'd come out, and he'd roll them out, and he'd read them off, and then he'd do the Powerball one. Yeah, it was a thing back in the day, and now it's still there, but it's all been done, as far as I know, online. And the one I remember first, before the Powerball stuff really hit, was they did it on WGN out of Chicago. They didn't do it for Power. They did it for the local Illinois lottery. But I remember seeing it there first before I saw it go national.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. It's just so fancy now. You just go online. You don't have to stay up and wait to see if you won. You know, you can go online the next day. You can go to sleep and figure it out later. So it's funny to me that, technology is just making everything so super cool. Now, I don't know if you've seen or noticed, Jonathan, but I'm everywhere right now. I'm on the phone with you. I'm on 94. I'm on 494. I'm on 394. I'm on 35. How can I be in all these places at one time, Jonathan? Would you like to know?
Do you have your face on a bus?
No, but that's a good idea. I've never done that before. Jonathan, you are always coming up with great ideas. I just love you. That is a great idea. I never thought about a bus. I love you. I do. I'm writing this down right now. Bus. Get a bus. See, that's so different. The bus is so different. I got billboards.
You have billboards. Okay.
I have Clear Channel Digital outdoor billboards up because I'm not bragging or nothing, but I'm going to be on the cover of Twin Cities Business Magazine.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So they give out these awards every year for community impact. And I won the Community Impact Award. And so there were several people who won, you know, for the work that they do. But my company won and they decided to put me on the cover. And so we took pictures a couple of weeks ago and they made the big announcement on the other day on Thursday when I was on Minnesota Live with Megan Newquist and Chris Eggert on Channel 5. And it was just so exciting. And I just jumped and screamed like I was 8 years old again, because that's like been like a dream to be on the cover of Twin Cities Business Magazine. You know, I was on the cover of the Star Tribune Magazine, but, you know, that's because I'm fabulous. And you don't necessarily have to be brilliant to be fabulous. But for me, being on the cover of Twin Cities Business Magazine, one of the most respected business publications in the country, really lets you know we're not just fabulous. We brilliant over here. We're really smart. We do a good job. And my company is thriving and successful because of that. And so I just appreciate an opportunity to show off another side. You know, just the smart side, just the intelligent side, just the strategic side. Because again, Star Tribune was just all about fabulosity. But this is about showcasing my brilliance. I ain't ashamed to say it. So make sure in April you pick up a copy of Twin Cities Business Magazine because your girl is on the cover. And if you see those billboards, take a picture and post it on my timeline. Y'all know how we do. Time is up. Steve Thompson is coming up next. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Al. And thank all of you for joining me for another edition of the Shaletta Show. What I want is to win that Mega Millions Powerball, whatever you call it, Jonathan. I saw the headline. It said it's going to be up to $1 billion on Tuesday. Will you be playing?
I didn't know about that. I may very well throw that in there. I may throw a couple ducats in there for that.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. If you don't win, if you don't play, you don't win. I think that's what they say. And so I sent Sean a text and I'm like, hey, why are you out there getting all the groceries for, the apocalypse is coming? I need you to pick up some Powerball numbers or Mega Millions or whatever they call it. I don't play enough to know the proper terminology for it. But then he informed me that they don't pull the winner until Tuesday. So we have time. So I was like, okay, well, just don't forget. I don't want to have to send you out in waist high snow. But I will if I have to. Because
now,
I want to make sure that I'm in the running.
Let's make sure that we have our lotto games straight. Now, you are talking about Mega Millions.
Hold on. Let me see what it is. Hold on, because I want to make sure we're playing the right thing. Because if he come home with the wrong thing and I lose, it's going to be hell to pay. Okay, it's $1 billion lottery. Tuesday. Hold on. Let me see what I'm talking about. Mega Millions jackpot. Okay.
Yes. Mega Millions draws on Tuesday.
$1 billion.
Yes. It draws on Tuesdays and Fridays. And Powerball, which is the other big one, that draws on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So we want to make sure that we're telling people the rich one is correct. It is going to be Mega Millions
on Tuesday, March 26th. The jackpot will be $1.1 billion. And I would like to get that money. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play now. Now, Jonathan, do you play regularly or do you wait until it gets super big like this? Like, I never play. You see, I don't play because I don't even know the name of them. But if it's $1 billion, I'm going to just go ahead and throw $2 at it, you know.
Yeah, I don't play it a lot. Sometimes when it gets this high, I don't even play it. So I haven't played it in a while. And it's the most random of the random.
Well, no, but you know, there's like a couple of places here in Minnesota that have had multiple winners and
sure.
You know, there's always a reporter and they're doing live shots out front and the line's always long. So I'm going to find that place.
Well,
I don't know what that place is, but I'm going to go find it.
I went somewhere recently and saw that they had a sign near the door that said, "We sold a winner." I said, "Oh, you sold a winner?" Like, "Yeah, we sold a winner." It wasn't the Mega Millions. It was one of the state jackpots. It might have been a national lottery that is not near as known as those other two. Mm-hmm. But they had the sign up, and I was like, "Oh, congratulations."
Wow. And you know, when you win, you win. You know. So I'm going to go on and do that. I'm going to try to make sure that I'm in the running and I'm hanging out and I'm you know, hold my ticket and wait for the numbers. I'm going to do old school, you know, back before we had the internet. Now you can just go on the internet, see if you want. Back in the day, my dad would have his lottery tickets all laid out and he'd wait for the news to go off. And after the news would go off, before the news came on, I can't remember which one it was. And then they would, you know, announce the numbers. You'd see the balls and the hoppers and everything. It was so transparent back then.
No, and they still have it, but it's not. Yeah, I think they take most of that stuff online now. They don't do because, yes, they used to have. I remember when I was growing up in the 80s and the 90s, they would come on right before the 10 o'clock news and they'd have that last, you know, 2 or 3 minutes before the top of the hour. And they say, "Here's your Powerball jackpot."
Yeah.
And they'd have the woman there with all the balls going in or sometimes it was the announcer who was usually a man. He would be there with two pots of the balls and he'd drop them all in. They'd suck up in the vacuum tube and they'd come out and he'd roll them out and he'd read them off and then he'd do the Powerball one. Yeah, it was a thing back in the day. And now it's still there, but it's all been done, as far as I know, online. And the one I remember first before the Powerball stuff really hit was they did it on WGN out of Chicago. They didn't do it for Power. They did it for the local Illinois lottery. But I remember seeing it there first before I saw it go national.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just so fancy now. You just go online. You don't have to stay up and wait to see if you won. You know, you can go online the next day. You can go to sleep and figure it out later. So it's funny to me that, you know, technology is just making everything so super cool. Now, I don't know if you've seen or noticed, Jonathan, but I'm everywhere right now. I'm on the phone with you. I'm on 94. I'm on 494. I'm on 394. I'm on 35. How can I be in all these places at one time, Jonathan? Would you like to know?
Do you have your face on a bus?
No, but that's a good idea. I've never done that before. Jonathan, you are always coming up with great ideas. I just love you. That is a great idea. I never thought about a bus. I love you. I do. I'm writing this down right now. Bus. Get a bus. See, that's so different. The bus is so different. I got billboards.
You have billboards. Okay.
I have Clear Channel Digital outdoor billboards up because I'm not bragging or nothing, but I'm going to be on the cover of Twin Cities Business Magazine.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So they give out these awards every year for community impact. And I won the Community Impact Award. And so there were several people who won, you know, for the work that they do. But my company won and they decided to put me on the cover. And so we took pictures a couple of weeks ago and they made the big announcement on the other day on Thursday when I was on Minnesota Live with Megan Newquist and Chris Eggert on Channel 5. And it was just so exciting. And I just jumped and screamed like I was 8 years old again, because that's like been like a dream to be on the cover of Twin Cities Business Magazine. You know, I was on the cover of the Star Tribune Magazine, but, you know, that's because I'm fabulous. And you don't necessarily have to be brilliant to be fabulous. But for me, being on the cover of Twin Cities Business Magazine, one of the most respected business publications in the country, really lets you know we're not just fabulous. We brilliant over here. We're really smart. We do a good job. And my company is thriving and successful because of that. And so I just appreciate an opportunity to show off another side, you know, just the smart side, just the intelligent side, just the strategic side. Because again, Star Tribune was just all about fabulosity, but this is about, showcasing my brilliance. I ain't ashamed to say it. So make sure in April you pick up a copy of Twin Cities Business Magazine because your girl is on the cover. And if you see those billboards, take a picture and post it on my timeline. Y'all know how we do. Time is up. Steve Thompson is coming up next. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Al. And thank all of you for joining me for another edition of The Shaletta Show.